Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. So make sure to send your messages right now.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Mount Ibu in Ahal Mahera Barat North Maluku erupted 9 times in the past 12 hours with volcanic ash columns ranging between 400 and 700 meters above the peak. The Geological Agency of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources recorded the 9th eruption on early Saturday at 0057 a.m. local time, with the column height observed at approximately 400 meters above the summit, or 1,725 meters above the sea level. A Bank Indonesia survey has indicated stronger consumer confidence in economic conditions in July 2025, with the Consumer Confidence Index rising to 118.1 from 117.8 in June, staying within the optimistic zone index above 100. According to the survey, the CEI in July stood at 129.6, up from 128.9 in June. The higher CEI was supported by increases in the Income Expectation Index and the Job Availability Expectation Index, which reached 136.4 and 125.0 respectively, up from 133.2 and 124.1 the previous month. And that was the news. Boy listener, don't forget to always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRI Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And Voy listener, don't go anywhere, because right now we are going to always providing you with lots of entertainment, music and news from Indonesia to the world. After this, I'll play a song just for you, for all the ladies out there, with Payung Teduh untuk perempuan yang sedang dalam pelukan, or for the girl who are in an embrace. Please enjoy.
aku merasa malu, semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut, tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listener. We're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Once came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku dalam hati ada satu. Kan ki
sana. Ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nawainu. Semesta riang tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Waktu menemus masa lalu, dan aku pun kan tak kenang beriat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh bujangga. Jikalau ada kunda dalam hati, terbesi dalam air dan api, nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam sedih senang riang, adu mempesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ingat-ingat Metropolis, tak mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh pujangga.
Indonesia.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa. Maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Tahukah rumah yang kau tuju itu? itu aku.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish.
Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ku tergoda asmara, terbawa alunan lagu merindu, telah ku temukan engkau. Berdansa sampai nanti bisikan pagi menyapa, terlihat bersinar.
Open your eyes.
as Kempal Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempal Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempal Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempal Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Senyummu adalah sebuah angin.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality.
Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island.
This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hazapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making hazapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hazapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hazapi Ende and Hazapi Doa. Hazapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hazapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hazapi Doa has the same principle with Hazapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hazapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hazapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hazapi Ende. It wants to harahap as Hazapi musicians' views that Hazapi has its own technique to be
played. Hazapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hazapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hazapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hazapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hazapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hazapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hazapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hazapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hazapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hazapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hazapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Nasa majuru